This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, All praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets, and we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected elders and brothers, at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon you on this blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, on the eve of when people commemorate the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah opens the Quran with specific words and perchance deliberately. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم These are the first words that appear in the sequence of the Quran that we have as preserved throughout history. And it begins in the name of Allah, most compassionate, most merciful. All forms of all thanks and gratitude and praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and nourisher and sustainer of all existence, of all the worlds, and then most compassionate, the most merciful. So Allah introduces himself at the very beginning of the Quran by his supreme name, the Lafdul Jalala, which is Allah, and followed by his primary attribute reflected in two words, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, most compassionate, most merciful. And then makes reference to the characteristics of himself as the facilitator of all development, of the initiator of all existence, and the perpetuator of life, and the controller of things, Rabbul Alameen, and then Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he repeats, most compassionate, most merciful. These are the first words of the final revelation. There's no revelation to come after the Holy Quran. But at the initiation, in the beginning of the Quran, Allah gives us a glimpse of himself. He introduces himself as if he wants to be known by this. When we introduce ourselves, we give our name, maybe our title, from where we are. So Allah introduces himself in the Quran, giving us an initial glimpse of himself, if you will, and conveys a definite impression in our minds, an impression of compassion. The reasons why first impressions are so important and significant, if the first impression lasts well beyond the first moment, the first impression lasts well beyond that first moment. In fact, very often, the first impression is the lasting impression. It may not be the last impression, but it may be the lasting impression. And this is what is referred to as the primacy effect. The primacy effect, which means that when someone experiences something before other things in the sequence, when you experience something first, they remember the first thing more than the rest. There is a moment in any relationship, in human engagement, that is important for us to realize, and that is that initial step then leads to a momentum. What follows from that? If there's a negative first impression, what follows may be seen in the light of that first impression. And a person may have momentum if you have a negativity. If you walk into a restaurant and it's filthy, you won't say, let me see the menu. You walk out immediately. The food may be the best, but the impression you got overlooks the goodness of the food or the excellence of the service. You walk out virtually immediately. There's a momentum built up. No, I don't want to be here. Or I would want to be here. So that momentum can develop much quicker and better if the first impression is good. And it's easier to increase a good momentum when there is a first impression. The question we need to ask ourselves as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, already maligned in much of the media, already misperception created about Islam, the question we should ask ourselves in our relationship with the world as individual Muslims or as organizations and institutions or as communities, what is the dominant attitude that we as Muslims display? When we are passionate about something, what emotions come to the fore? When we are passionate, what emotions come to the fore? Is it love? Is it hate? Is it anger? Is it revenge? Compassion? Condemnation? Self-righteousness? What impression do we give? And you don't have to go very far. Look at the attitude of Muslim institutions and organizations and leadership towards one another, which is not very savory most of the time. What do you think is our impression of others? See, something beautiful and attractive, or something negative or obnoxious, what are we giving? As individual Muslims towards one another, as human beings towards other human beings, as an ummah in relation to humanity, what is the dominant characteristic in our social interaction, and what impression do we leave of ourselves? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his way on the hijrah in a difficult time. And he encounters, there's an incident that occurs where the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of his companions meet a lady, Ma'bad Atika al-Khuza'iyah. And the Prophet engages her, asks her for something, and a miracle also occurs there. But the issue here is, later that day she describes to her husband the people she met during the day. She says to her husband, describing the Prophet and those around him, and I'll just give briefly of what she said. She said, رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا ظَاهِرًا الْوَضَائِهِ. I saw a person visibly radiant and pure. وَفِي صَوْتِهِ سَهَلٌ. There was a mellowness, a softness, a gentleness in his voice. وَإِن تَكَلَّمَ سَمَاهُ وَعَلَاهُ الْبَهَاءُ حُلْوُ الْمَنْطِقِ فَصْلٌ لَا نَزِرٌ وَلَا هَذِرٌ. She said, when he was silent, he appeared dignified. And when he spoke, he was eminent, crowned with magnificence. His speech was sweet, his words were precise, neither too little, he said, nor did he speak too much. فهو أنظر الثلاثة منظرا وأحسنهم قدرا له رفقاء يحفون به إن قال سمعوا لقوله وإن أمر تبادروا إلى أمره محفود محشود لا عابس ولا مفند. He said, he was surrounded by companions, and when he spoke, they listened attentively, because the way he spoke grabbed their attention. When he gave orders, they rushed to do what he asked. Honored and honorable, surrounded by his followers, he never frowned, nor was he critical. This is the first impression of the lady of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the description she gives of the Rasul to her husband. That is called the effective presence. When you come, what presence do you bring there? Some people, when you see them, you feel negative. When they speak about the deen, they're condemning something. Even sometimes you read some articles, when you come from a particular source, you know already someone is kafir. What is the effective presence that we are leaving behind? It doesn't mean you mustn't address issues and be forthright and be frank. But is this a consistency thing that we always have a negative, or do we have a positive impact? So what is our effective presence? Our way of being, or the way we are? This, the way we are, is an emotional signature. When people leave, you leave them with a signature. Some company you leave, you feel good. When you see them, you look forward to seeing them. خَالِطُ النَّاسُ مُخَالَطَةً إِنْ عِشْتُمْ حَنُّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَإِنْ مِتْتُمْ بَكُوا عَلَيْكُمْ. Sayyidina Ali said, mix with people in such a way that when you're alive, they want to be with you. And when you are dead, they cry for you. Character-wise and in attitude, you must remember we get what we give and we receive what we portray. And since our attitude is a reflection of ourselves in the mirror of life, ask ourselves, what do we reflect? And what lasting impression do we leave? What is our personal brand, if I may say? You know, when you wear a brand, Nike or something, people know what it is. Sometimes it's fake also, by the way. But nonetheless, what is our brand by which we are recognized? We don't even buy Muslim clothing with a Muslim brand. It doesn't count. We are so brainwashed into believing other people's brands are better. And by the way, some of these things are made in Bangladesh and they put the brand on in America and then we pay for it. And the people in Bangladesh can't afford it. Do you realize some people, you should realize that some people consider what you think, but not many people know what you think, okay? Others reflect on what you say, which is important. Many judge you by what you do, but most people relate to you according to how you make them feel. You can give a beautiful lecture, whatever the impression you give sometimes. How you make people feel. Jabir ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah said, قاتل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محاربة بن حصفة فجاء رجل منهم يقال له غرث بن الحارث حتى قام على رسول الله بالسيف فقال من يمنعك مني A man, محارب بن خصفة, who were fighting the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he came up to the Prophet, approached the Prophet with a sword and surprised the Prophet and said, who will protect you? He told the Rasul. The Prophet said, Allah will protect me. فَسَقَطَ السَّيْفُ مِنْ يَدِهِ فَأَخَذَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ مَنْ يَمْنَعُكْ مِنِّي. So he was such a shock when the Rasul said, Allah, he dropped the sword and the Prophet picked up the sword. The Prophet asked him, now who will save you? And he said, oh Rasulullah, oh Muhammad, be better than the one who attacked you. The Rasul said to him, or another report, it said, Allah said, the Rasul said, that Allah who protected me will protect you too. Then the Prophet said to him, وَأَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Will you testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah? And will you testify that I am the messenger of Allah? Remember, an enemy on the battle, took out a sword, threatened the Prophet. Prophet surprised him. Now you got the sword. As the man, do you read shahada? The man said, La, no, I won't read shahada. I'm not going to say, La ilaha illallah. وَلَكِنْ أُعَاهِدُكْ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا أُقَاتِلَكَ وَلَا أَكُونُ مَعَ قَوْمٍ يُقَاتِلُونَكَ. I will not say, La ilaha illallah. But what I will do, I will not fight you. And I will never join people who fight you. فَخَلِّي سَبِيلًا. And the Rasul let him go. So when this man, Ghawrath bin al-Harith, went to his people, what did he say? He didn't become Muslim. He said, جِئْتُكُم مِّنْ عِنْدَ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ. I've just come to you from the best of human beings. I've just come to you from the best of human beings. You see, the initial introductory evaluation or impression upon meeting a person, encountering something or experiencing a situation for the first time has a tremendous impact on a person. The unique characteristic, however, of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's why it's Uswatun Hasana. That's why it's Rahmatul Lil Alameen. You see, Muhammad Basharun la kal Bashari, bal huwa kal Yaqutu bayna al Hajari. You know, human beings are human beings, and the Rasul is human, of course. Just like stones are stone. But Rasulullah is special. A diamond is also a stone, but you can buy 1,000 truckloads of charcoal is pure carbon, by the way. You know, charcoal is carbon, and diamond is carbon. Both are carbon. But you can buy 100 truckloads of charcoal with one diamond. So Rasul is like diamond, and we could be like charcoal. May Allah grant us to be also of those who are polished, like Rasulullah, and imbibe his characteristics. The unique characteristics of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the uniqueness of his prophetic personality, was his consistency. His consistency. We can also be good sometimes. We can also create a positive impression sometimes. And it's good to have a positive impression. When you do interviews, you make sure you wear the best clothes, you say what he wants to hear, you know something about the company interviewing you. That's the first impression. It's good, nothing wrong with that. But is that the lasting impression? Is that who you are? Are you trying to be good to seem good, or are you just good? Are you trying to be good to seem good? Or are you really good? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was consistency in the prophetic personality. The first impression you got of him was the lasting impression. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated him as Uswatun Hasana, as the ideal exemplar. It is therefore the ultimate human attribute to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that those closest to him described him. Those who knew his secrets, those who knew him in public and in private, in anger and in joy, in battle and in prayer, in mosque and in the market, those who knew him like that, they said some things about him. What did they say? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describing the Prophet, she said, كَانَ أَلْيَنَ النَّاسِ وَأَكْرَمَ النَّاسِ وَكَانَ رَجُلٌ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ ضَحَّاكًا بَسَامًا. He was the easiest of people. This is his wife, by the way. He was the easiest of people. The most noble and the most generous of people. He was among people like one of them. He never stood out. People wouldn't know that he was a leader. He didn't take himself above other people. When they worked, he worked. When they dug the trench, he dug the trench. So she said, he was the easiest of people. Can you imagine? The easiest of people. Children were playing in the masjid. Sayyidina Umar came, they ran away. But the Prophet was there. They didn't run from the Prophet. The Prophet said, Wallahi Umar, even if shaitan comes, he runs in the opposite direction. But they didn't run from the Prophet, did they? Easiest of people. Most noble and most generous. He was among people like he was one of them. Always cheerful and always smiling. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajha, who was in his home, grew up in his home, married his daughter. His progeny continued through Ali. First male to be embrace Islam, young boy. When he described the Prophet, he knew the Prophet all his life, every day. Every verse that was revealed, he knew when it was revealed and why it was revealed. أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمُ عَلِيُّ بَابُهَا. City of knowledge, Ali is the gate. That Ali, who knew the Prophet so intimately, he said, خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. See, lasting impression. First impression we got from the lady now, she saw the Rasul and what she said and so on, and this man on the battlefield. Now we go to people who knew the Rasul. خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ أَجْرُ النَّاسِ كَفًّا وَأَجْرَعُ النَّاسِ صَدْرًا وَأَصْدَقُ النَّاسِ لَهْجَةً. The Prophet ﷺ, the seal of prophets, the most generous and the bravest of people. His speech was the most reliable. وَأَوْفَ النَّاسِ ذِمَّةً وَأَلْيَنُهُمْ عَرِيكَةً وَأَكْرَمُهُمْ عِشْرَةً مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ أَحَبَّهُ. He was such He was most attentive to people's interests. When people spoke to him, they described the Prophet, when somebody spoke to him, he would turn to the person as if there's nobody else. He would give full attention to the person. That's why when the verse, when he was speaking to the chiefs of Arabia, and the blind man came to ask him about something, and he turned away, and Allah reprimanded him. Why? Because this was the style of the Prophet. Abasa wa tawalla anjaha wal a'ma. You just turn. The blind man didn't see the Prophet. The blind man wasn't offended, but it was unlike the Prophet even on that occasion. So when he did once, Allah reminded him, this is not you. And Allah documents it in the Quran. You turned away when the blind man came, speaking with the chiefs of, and perchance the man came to purify himself. Maybe he's better than those you're speaking to. It's not to reprimand the Rasul so much, to remind us, look how perfect. It's like someone get 99% and the teacher said, but why you got one wrong? But I got the highest in the whole school. I got the highest in the country. But how did you get the one wrong? Because you never get anything wrong. This is the kind of usutun hasana, khuluqun azim. So he says, he was the most attentive to people's trust and careful to fulfill people's duty. He was the most amenable person, the most friendly person, amenable, most yielding. Let's do this, he would do it, provided it was halal. Seeing him unexpectedly, you would automatically revere him and venerate him. And those who became acquainted with him, who really knew him, really loved him. Such is the beautiful example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A reflection of divine compassion, a personification of the Quranic spirit, and an embodiment of mercy. Allah reminds us, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. Indeed, Allah bestowed a favor upon you, O believers, when you raised up in your midst an apostle from among yourselves to convey his message and to cause you to develop in purification and to impart unto you divine guidance as well as wisdom. Perchance before this, you were lost and in error. From the first verses of the Quran, we read Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. From the first verses of the Quran and the first impression of the Almighty in that verse to the first impression that people receive of Rasulullah, we note that the first and the lasting impression of both the Almighty and the Prophet is one of kindness, positivity, and of compassion. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi put it very beautifully. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. The Prophet reached the highest state by his sublime character. He removed darkness by his beauty. Excellent are all his characteristics and his achievements. Salutations upon him and his family. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salutation on that Prophet whose effective presence resulted in removing prejudice with understanding, in removing darkness through light, in removing evil with good, in replacing hatred with love. That very Prophet who advised us, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt wa adbi'i sayyi'ata alhasana tamhuha wa khaliqin nas bi khulqin hasan, documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi. The Prophet said, be conscious of Allah wherever you may be. Under all circumstances, be conscious of Allah. Follow up a wrong you may have done, erasing it by doing something good. And deal with people in the best possible manner. As the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you celebrate Mawlud or not, I'm not interested. But on this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of the birth and the passing of the Prophet, let us as the Ummah of Rasulullah, let our presence be pleasant, even to each other. Let our presence be pleasant. Let our kindness be our trademark. And let compassion be our lasting impression. Like that of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a manifestation of the Quranic spirit. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
JazakAllah khairan to Sheikh Sa'adullah for that beautiful nasiha and advice that Sheikh has departed unto us. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sheikh for many more years to come. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen wa siha and afiyah. Inshallah. And on that note, the Masjid Committee would like to invite each and everyone tomorrow evening, inshallah, from the waqt of Maghrib until Isha. Maybe we'll delay Isha a little bit, but not too long, inshallah. So from Maghrib, the waqt of Maghrib, inshallah, until Isha, for our Mawludun Nabi program that will take place here at the Masjid tomorrow evening. Everyone is welcome, inshallah. Young men, old men, and the ladies as well, inshallah. So we hope to see you all here tomorrow evening. Jazakumullah khairan. Can we just ask the brothers to stand? There are quite a few people standing outside. And there are spaces in the corner on your left-hand side, inshallah. A few spaces can be filled now, inshallah. And there's no delay after the khutbah, especially your left-hand side corner there, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا.
Lord. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا Oh.
We just ask the brothers to fall on the left-hand side. There's quite a few spaces here on the left-hand side.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال الله تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال: صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: يا أيها النبي، إنا أرسلناك شاهدًا ومبشرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا قولًا كريمًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق والسوء الأخلاق. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.
محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة
أقام الله الصلاة
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث
Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر العظيم استغفر العظيم استغفر العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نتوب إليك ونسألك التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وادخلنا الجنة برحمتك دارك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت وتعظمت وتكرمت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم احفظنا من سيء الأسقام. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي نبي الرحمة نبي الهدى وعلى أهل بيته وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.